This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. First, Speaker Pelosi said the president shouldn't make the State of the Union speech later this month. Now the president says the speaker can't fly on a foreign trip. What's it all about? AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani explains.
Pelosi yesterday moved to delay the president's State of the Union address.
But we haven't heard. Very silent, more than 24 hours.
In remarks at the Pentagon, the president did not address the request, but re-upped his demand for border wall money.
We need strong barriers and walls.
And hours later, he did flex his executive power, denying Pelosi the use of a government aircraft for a planned trip to Egypt, Brussels, and Afghanistan. In a letter to her, he called it a public relations event that should be postponed due to the shutdown. Pelosi and other lawmakers were due to leave today. The president says she's free to go if she wants to fly commercial. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump unveiled the military's long-delayed missile defense review, the first overhaul of U.S. missile defense policy since 2010. Speaking at the Pentagon Thursday, Trump said the aim is to counter missile developments by U.S. adversaries.
They're increasing their lethal strike capabilities, and they're focused on developing long-range missiles that could reach targets within the United States.
Officials say the doctrine, initially expected in 2017, has been frequently rewritten to keep up with changing missile threats posed by North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran. Recognizing the potential concerns surrounding any perceived weaponization of space, the strategy pushes for studies. No testing is mandated, and no final decisions on any programs have been made. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, says he paid to rig polling data in favor of Trump before the 2016 presidential campaign. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The president's former fixer, Michael Cohen, was responding to a Wall Street Journal story that said he shortchanged a technology company for its work manipulating polling data in 2014 and 2015. The Journal reported Cohen promised the company $50,000, but delivered only $12,000 to $13,000 in cash. Cohen acknowledged he paid to skew poll results in Trump's favor, in his words, at the direction of and for the sole benefit of Trump. Cohen, who starts a three-year prison sentence in March, says he regrets his blind loyalty. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani told the Journal Cohen is not reliable. Warren Levinson, New York.
China's economic czar, Vice Premier Liu He, will travel to the United States later this month for the second round of negotiations aimed at resolving the ongoing trade war between the global economic giants. We get details from AP's Karen Chamas.
An announcement by the Ministry of Commerce that top-level trade representatives will meet at the end of January is the first sign of a next step by the two sides following negotiations in Beijing earlier this month between lower-level officials. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer has invited China's economy czar, Vice Premier Liu He, for talks in which they are likely to take up more complex U.S. complaints about Chinese policy, on which lower-level officials couldn't give a clear response. The talks are aimed at carrying out the December 1st agreement by Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping to suspend further tariff increases for 90 days while they negotiate. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, is calling on Sudanese authorities to stop using excessive force to repress peaceful anti-government demonstrations. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Ravina Shamdasani, spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, tells VOA the government's response has only made things worse.
So we are calling on the government to ensure that any reports of excessive use of force, including live ammunition by the state security forces, are investigated and that they engage in a dialogue with the protesters instead of seeking to repress them.
The government confirms 24 people have died in the course of the protests. The UN says it has credible reports indicating the death toll may be twice as high. Sudanese authorities also confirm that up to January 6th, at least 816 protesters have been arrested. They reportedly include journalists, opposition leaders, and members of civil society. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And at least 9 people were killed and dozens more injured in a car bombing at a police academy in Bogota, Colombia, Thursday. Witnesses said they heard a loud blast that destroyed windows in adjacent apartment buildings several blocks away. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.